today's Bird Note. I'm Ariana Rimmel. This week, we're asking you to support the show by making a donation at birdnote.org. Whether you know your neighborhood inside out, or you just moved and are getting to know the area, BirdNote adds another dimension to how you understand the place you live by understanding the birds. What makes birds special is that they live just about everywhere people do, from the densest of cities to the furthest reaches of Arctic tundra. The subtle gem of BirdNote is that the more you listen, the more you'll recognize the sounds of many common species, like the widespread downy woodpecker. And some more elusive birds to watch for, like this wood thrush. Every time you recognize a bird near your home, you're deepening your knowledge of the ecosystem where you live and getting to know the other species that call that place home too. Our hope is that by spreading knowledge about birds, BirdNote is helping you become more connected to your local ecosystems. A gift of any amount right now at birdnote.org helps us continue to accomplish this goal. Thank you for your support. Visit birdnote.org today.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will always be giving these bigotry and hatred when I see them.
I will put my passion into action. I will stand against racist words and action and speak out against hate when I see it. Hate has no place in Canada.
I will continue to honor, express, and promote my Indigenous culture.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Yes. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Since January, every city-owned building in Chicago has been powered by clean, renewable energy, and that includes more than City Hall.
We also operate two airports, O'Hare International Airport, one of the largest in the world, as well as Midway. And then we have a portfolio of hundreds of buildings, fire stations, police stations, community centers.
Jared Policicchio, the city's deputy chief sustainability officer, says by transitioning from fossil fuels, Chicago is driving more clean energy onto the grid. About 70% of the city's renewable energy comes from a new solar farm in central Illinois, which was built in large part because Chicago committed to buying electricity from the project. With more than a million panels, it's the largest solar installation east of the Mississippi River.
So it's truly immense.
Right now, Chicago is meeting most of its remaining energy needs by buying energy credits from other renewable electricity providers. But in the future, the city plans to get most of that energy from small local installations. For example, it recently installed rooftop solar on a public library on the south side. So Chicago is demonstrating how big cities can build a cleaner, more climate-friendly future. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.